BBC News with Neil Nunes. President Trump says he will not go ahead with the trade tariffs that he had threatened to impose on allied countries that have supported Denmark's sovereignty over Greenland. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said a meeting with the head of NATO, Mark Rutte, had led to the framework of a potential deal covering Greenland and the Arctic region. NATO also described the meeting as very productive. Here's our North America correspondent, Peter Bowes.
In a statement, a spokesperson for NATO said future discussions would focus on ensuring Arctic security through the collective efforts of allies, especially the seven Arctic allies, and that negotiations between Denmark, Greenland and the United States would aim to ensure that Russia and China never gain a foothold, economically or militarily, in Greenland. Many questions remain. There's much head-scratching over what exactly prompted the president's apparent climb down and whether the people of Greenland can finally rest easy given Mr. Trump's well-known habit of changing his mind.
Denmark's Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen welcomed President Trump's announcement of a deal, saying that the day had ended better than it had started. Sweden's Deputy Prime Minister Ebba Busch has told the BBC it's time for Europe to lead itself.
President Trump does not respond well to weakness. And if he can see in his negotiating way of doing politics that he can move the pin, he will keep on pushing that pin. And that's the reason my message has been to my fellow European leaders. It's time for Europe to toughen up. It's time for us to hold the line.
President Trump has said that President Putin has accepted his invitation to join the Board of Peace initiative that's being set up with the stated aim of resolving conflicts around the world. Mr. Putin has not confirmed this. Earlier, he said Russia's reply to the invitation would only come after the foreign ministry had studied documents and consulted with strategic partners. The head of the Organization of American States has welcomed the release of political prisoners in Venezuela, but has said hundreds more remain in custody. More than 100 prisoners have been freed since U.S. Special Forces captured President Nicolas Maduro in Caracas 3 weeks ago. But the Secretary General of the OAS, Albert Ramdin, called on interim authorities in Venezuela to free those who are still being detained.
We continue to urge authorities in Venezuela to expedite the release. And I must say, it is not only for reasons of humanitarian law, but also for political reasons, to show that they are ready to engage on a process to political stability. It's a good sign if they would do that for political stability and democracy.
World News from the BBC. Three activists who organized an annual Tiananmen vigil in Hong Kong before it was banned are going on trial on Thursday facing national security charges. The vigil commemorating China's deadly crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrators in Tiananmen Square in 1989 has been blocked since 2020 when Beijing imposed a national security law following pro-democracy protests. Two of the defendants will contest their charges. The wife of Uganda's imprisoned veteran opposition figure Kizza Besigye says his life is in danger. Winnie Byanyima, a respected human rights advocate, says her husband is extremely weak, struggles to walk, and has a worsening infection. Taylor Swift has become the youngest female artist ever to be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. The American singer has nearly 70 songs credited only to her. Andrew Ochieng has this report.
Love Story is among the biggest hits which Taylor Swift has solo writing credits for, but the singer has had some input in all her most successful tracks. She's listed as co-writer in more than 250 of her songs, and she has also written for other musicians. She is among 9 songwriters in the class of 2026, which also includes the Canadian Alanis Morissette. The organizers said the songwriters have profoundly impacted the lives of billions of listeners worldwide. They will be welcomed into the prestigious club during a private ceremony in New York in June.
Andrew Ochieng reporting. In men's football, Manchester City's players will refund supporters who travelled to Norway on Tuesday and witnessed their shock 3-1 defeat in the Champions League to Bodo Glimt. The total refund is said to be around $12,000. BBC World News.